Welcome to the XYZ Experiment Podcast. It is Dash, your Gen Y, and Fiona, your Gen X. Fiona is looking incredibly glowy. Is that even a word?
Wet, dewy.
Dewy. Because you just had a facial.
I did. I've just come from a facial.
And we wanted to chat about all things getting older. But tell us firstly about your facial.
So let's talk about getting older physically.
Yeah.
Physically. So I'm 56 at the moment, and for the first time probably in all my years, I've really noticed a change in me physically, like really noticed a change.
Mm.
So things like my hair's got a bit thinner since I went through menopause, and when I used to have a shower, I never even used to think about how many hairs were coming out in my head. Now I obsess over it, you know,
really?
And I think, should I count them? And I think about that. And the other thing is my face, and I can see my face is changing. I have the face I deserve. Like, I'm not worried about it too much that wise. But I've got to a place where I think, oh, I do want to look after it now as I get older, because I can see some wrinkles coming on. I can see some dark spots on my face, which are just age spots, I think they call them. I can see my skin's a bit thinner than it used to be. I can see my skin sags a little bit where it used to be. So now when I go along for a facial, and I don't get them a lot, but I with the one today, they asked me, what are your concerns? And I said, the bags under my eyes. I want to know what my skin looks like. I want to know what products I should be using on my skin to keep it as young and supple looking as possible. I don't know. I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and I think, I don't even know who's looking back at me.
Really?
Yeah. Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
It's just like you just go, when did I get so old?
When did you first notice that happening?
Do you know, I was on a holiday in New Zealand with my mum, and we were sharing a hotel room, and I went to the bathroom. This is would have been 10 years ago. And I would tell you I'm a person who doesn't really look at her face very much in the mirror, and I think that's because I don't wear much makeup. And I was brushing my teeth, and I had a look, and I thought, oh, my God, I've got a line between my eyebrows. And listeners, you can't see me, but I'm actually quite unlined. I don't have a lot of lines on my face. But that's the first line that I ever saw that maybe I obsessed a little bit about this line. And we were having quite a stressful time during this holiday, and I was blaming my mum for that line. That was the stress. I must have been frowning too much or something. Don't get me wrong, it was a lovely holiday. It wasn't mum who was stressing me. But, yeah, that's the first time I really noticed that I had a change in my face. I really noticed it.
Wow.
Have you had anything like that? Have you noticed any changes as you're getting older?
Well, yeah, physically, definitely noticing. So I am going a little – I've got like random grey hairs coming through. I feel like my hair is getting coarser.
Yeah, changing. Yeah.
I haven't hit menopause or perimenopause, I don't think, yet. And so it's not thinning, but it's definitely the texture of it is changing.
It's changing. Yeah,
I do feel like my skin is definitely changing. I've always been obsessed with like moisturizing.
Okay.
Ridiculously so. And, you know, I do look at my face a lot because I don't have the best skin. So I do look at it a lot and, you know, I'm often thinking about skincare products and stuff like that. But I do feel like, and I've said this before in the podcast, I feel as I've gotten older, I feel better in my skin.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel more comfortable in my skin and I feel more beautiful in my skin. And even though I know that there's more imperfections coming, but I think because I had such bad skin as a teenager and a young adult that it's almost like, and I still have not great skin. I mean, does it ever get better? Honestly. But I think I've just learned to be like okay with it and embraced it a little bit more. I am wearing makeup today, I will admit that. But that's also because I had stuff on today. But I can go for days now without wearing makeup. Whereas I would have never done that.
Oh, really? You would have hidden behind the makeup? Is that what it was, hiding behind it?
It wasn't hiding. It was just I felt like I had to cover every spot, every blemish, every scar.
Any imperfections.
And I do think, you know, having so many health conditions, and particularly type 1, because you're cannulating yourself and you're inserting CGMs, like, so there's needle things and I scar quite easily. And so my belly is just, and my legs are full of scars.
Okay.
But I almost wear them with pride.
That's what I said, they're battle scars.
They're battle scars. Yeah. You know, I look at my endometriosis scars and I'm sure people who've had children look at stretch marks sometimes and feel the same way. You just sit there and think, I'm still alive. Oh, my God.
The scars of a survivor.
Yeah. How?
Yeah, yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
And so I feel like as I've gotten older, I absolutely feel better in myself.
There's things that you see as you age. Your hair is definitely one of them. Being a dentist, I noticed that my gums have shrunk back a little bit from my teeth, and we call that long in the tooth. That's where long in the tooth comes from. As you get older, your gums shrink. So a little bit of my roots become exposed, which makes your teeth a bit more sensitive. I notice things that my teeth are a bit darker than they should, than I want them to be. You know, I keep thinking, it's like, you know, the cobbler wears the worst shoes. I'm always like, whiten your teeth, Fiona, whiten your teeth, because you can, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I think about that. Do you know one of the things I've noticed as I'm aging, if I really am honest, is I have been thinking, am I invisible on the street to people? Will people move out of the way for me? Will people open a door for me? Mm. Will people even know that I'm there? Because a lot of women in particular talk about as they get older that they become invisible.
Yeah.
Recently, I have been really making a conscious decision. This will sound crazy. I can't believe I'm sharing it because I haven't told anybody this. But I've made this real conscious decision about my body posture as I'm in the street, like looking really confident, shoulders back, head not down. I'm not on my phone. I'm looking and I'm really looking at, are people moving out of the way for me? Are people going after you? Are people opening the doors for me? It's something I've actually really been observing.
Yeah.
And I find, yes, sometimes people do, and I think that's because it's my body language. Like, it's not aggressive. It's not aggressive.
You're present.
I'm present, but I'm also trying to not make myself smaller because I'd got to a space where I was doing that for a little while where I was making myself smaller in the world. And I think that's what happens as you age a little bit as well. You make yourself a little smaller. And I just thought, hey, what the hell am I doing?
Why do you feel like as people get older, they make themselves smaller?
I think you just do. Anyway, I'm not saying that for everybody. That's not fair. But that's what I was doing. I was making myself a bit smaller. But I'm consciously saying now, step back into your confidence again. Step back to that Fiona who was in her 30s and you know, be more present again. And because I think people actually react to you, what you're putting out, you know what I mean? Mm. So I'm trying to see if that is really realistic, and I am finding it is really realistic, like it is happening that way. And also I think the one thing I would say, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, is I'm interested in everything, you know, like I really like to keep up to date with what's going on in the world. And I think that keeps me young as well. Like I can have conversations with young people as well as an older person as well. Like, so I'm really trying to keep myself that way. The one thing I've noticed is aging as well, I think recently I've been watching too much TV. And a couple of times I've thought, oh, I've been sitting on the couch a little bit too much. But I want to watch all new season of Wednesday. I want to binge it all in one go. But I just think, oh, should I really be out and about a bit more? Should I be out having a meal with someone and having a conversation with somebody? What could I be doing instead of doing this, you know? Because I think as you get older, it's really easy to do that as well, to cocoon a bit more. And so trying to be not cocoon so much, trying to, you know, because as you get older, you do get tired. Like I get tired at the end of the work day, you know, it's so easy just to go home and go, oh, I'm really tired. Whereas when I was younger, and I'm not talking that long ago, I would actually, I would leave work at 6 o'clock and I'd be at 7 p.m. boot camp for an hour, running up and downstairs, doing CrossFit and doing everything else. Yeah, but as you get older, you don't do – and you know why you don't do it? Because you go, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to prove it to anybody.
But, you know, it's so interesting you bring that up because I have two sessions with a physio a week and one of them is a 7:30 a.m. appointment and the other one is a 6 p.m. appointment.
Oh, yeah.
my physios have often laughed that I'm much better in the morning.
Yeah.
So they can give me instructions. I'll know how to do the exercises. I can count and do the exercises. Whereas in the evening one, it's like cognitively I'm done. I can't do it. They have to demonstrate the exercises more often. They have to do the counting for me. You know, all of that kind of stuff. I'm just not able to multitask after 5 p.m.
What's something as you get older that you think you would change if you could go back? This is a very pointed question I'm asking.
Change in terms of...
So I'll give you an example.
Okay.
So my niece asked me a couple of years ago, and she's young, my niece, and she asked me, and I got in trouble for my reply, I want to say, and I understand why from my sister, but my niece asked me if I could go back, what would I change? And the thing I said to her is I'd be very careful not to put so much weight on.
Yeah.
And my sister was a bit cross at me for saying that because she doesn't want anyone to get a complex about weight gain.
Yeah.
But I was trying to be honest. You know, I would have been more careful about not putting on weight because it's hard to get off. It's hard to get off. Once and I'm doing on. It. I'm not doing it because of the way I look. I'm talking about a health issue. I want to be healthier. What is there something like that for you?
I mean, there's probably a few things. I know, you know, again, coming back to skin, when I had bad skin, I wish I had taken Roaccutane.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because I actually do think it would have fixed it for the long term.
Okay.
But I didn't. There was a lot of multitude of reasons that didn't happen. But I do, if I could go back, I would have said, take Roaccutane. It's going to be good for your skin.
Okay.
But then who knows, maybe if I had taken Roaccutane, I'd be saying, don't take Roaccutane. Who knows? And the other thing is that I think I was very... judgmental of older people when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I kind of had this thought in my head, like I was fit and I was thin and I'd look at people who were older than me and be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I would almost go back and say, bodies change.
Yeah, they do change.
Bodies change and you have a metabolism right now and you have the energy and you're able to do X, Y, and Z and all of that kind of stuff. But this is a normal part of aging.
It is.
And I don't feel like as a young person or young people appreciate what that aging trajectory is and what normal looks like in aging because, Hollywood presents Jennifer Aniston looking, how old is she now?
She's same age as me. She's 56.
Yeah. And
she looks incredible.
She looks incredible, right? Yeah. So they think that's what 56-year-olds look like.
Well, we don't look like the Golden Girls anymore.
We don't look like the Golden Girls.
Who were in their 40s.
Yeah, that is true. But I just think young people, and rightly so, like they haven't lived yet.
Yeah.
But I would go back and just be like, well, be a bit more compassionate, I think.
It's funny you say about young people. I recently changed gyms because I was going to I really enjoyed this gym, a big chain gym. But the people there were sort of 42 and under, I would say, would be their demographic. And I was older at this gym. And I would go to class and I would do fine in class. Like I've done gym for years and years and years. And spin, I love spin. I've got my own shoes, all that sort of stuff. And the instructors themselves with their microphone would busy congratulate me, which drove me nuts. So like I'd be on the bike and the instructor would be going, because I'd get to know everybody and they'd go, oh, you're doing so well, Fiona, over the microphone. And I'm like, oh, my God, like just because I'm older, that's why. Like trying to encourage me, like I find it like really embarrassing. Or it's not that, it would be like, yeah, I've got more experience than anybody else in this room at this. Like, you don't need to highlight that. As in, like, well done, here's a congratulation badge for you.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where it was happening so much to me that I actually changed gyms and I now go to a gym that is definitely an older demographic.
Mm-hmm.
But when I turned up to that gym, I was with my husband and I was saying to my husband, oh, my God, everybody here is so old. And my husband goes, they're our age. It's just like, oh, yeah, okay. It's just like,
Yeah.
But nobody does that sort of stuff.
No.
I go to their spin classes and it's actually really easy.
Yeah.
Because we're all in our 50s and 60s and 70s.
Goodness.
Like a country stroll.
Yeah.
But it's, although saying that, I see some people who are on the bike, and there's one man in particular I can think of, who he is killing himself on that bike, and I think, buddy, like, give it up.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that? You got nothing to prove to any of us. But it's harder to exercise when you're older. It definitely is. And it's almost a little bit harder with motivation. You're just like, I'd rather read a book.
Yeah.
I'd rather go for a walk on the outside, or, you know, it is harder to do that. Yeah, it's a weird thing, aging. It's really weird. The other thing that I really hate about it is the brain fog that definitely comes and the panic you might be getting early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds silly to say, but I've always thought that I have a very good mind and I'm really good at retaining sort of important things, and I can, you know, bring things back up, my memory palace. But sometimes when I can't remember something, or I can't remember somebody's name, and I can't remember, I don't have that, you know, people say they walk into a room and forget why. I don't really have that. But if I have those, what they call senior moments, I immediately go, oh my God, like, is this Alzheimer's? Just
wow.
Immediately, which it isn't, of course,
yeah.
but like those sorts of things, my family call them brain farts. That panics me a little bit, because I have had two grandmas with Alzheimer's. So,
yeah.
You know, that's where my head immediately goes as well. But there can be things like, you know, your hair grows differently, not just on your head, but on your face.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I have heard
some
this.
Hairs on your chin, like, oh my God. Or your arms, your hair grows differently on your arms or your legs. And then your skin's totally different. Like, I got something recently where if you do a lot of exercise, the skin can get really itchy on your calves. And I talked to my doctor about it. He goes, oh, yeah, that's normal as you get older and the skin gets a bit thinner and things like that. You know, you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not a rash. You know, all those sorts of things that start to happen. And I often see, like, you know, this week Robert Redford's died.
Yeah.
And they're showing lots of in memoriams for him. And you see him, from his 20s to literally to his 89 when he passed away. And you think, wow, look at the aging of that guy. Like, and
yeah.
So, and then I think he's a, you know, narcissistic thing. I think, oh, will I be like that? I what will I look like at 89 if I make it that? You can't help it. There's
That's not narcissistic.
You can do.
That's just a wondering.
Just a wondering.
Yeah.
But you can't stop it. You know what I mean? I know people are trying to stop it. You've got all these people who are trying to, what do they call it? They're trying to hack their bodies, you know, and do all that sort of stuff. But I don't know. Like my dad, he's a silver fox. He's got really, really beautiful, beautiful grey hair. I look forward to the day my hair's that colour. I think I look so elegant with that colour. At the moment, I'm a real salt and pepper. Just all those sorts of things. But you do think about things like what sort of hairstyle you should wear so it doesn't age you.
Yeah.
I've been thinking recently about getting a fringe again, bangs as the American would call them, that might make you look a little bit younger as well.
Do fringes make you look younger?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to my hairdresser. My husband goes, you'll regret it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll have to grow out. I've had 56 years of proving my hair will grow. Yeah, you do think about those sorts of things. And the other thing recently I was thinking, because I've got a stupid amount of clothes, and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to go through my wardrobe again because there's stuff I can't wear anymore because it's not appropriate. I look ridiculous in it now. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't suit who I am anymore, as in my age almost.
Yeah.
But you do think about those sorts of things. You definitely do.
I think the other thing I think about, and I also think about it with my parents, is it takes longer to bounce back when you have an acute illness.
Yes.
I am a little bit, like, I really don't like getting sick. And so I just get annoyed if I get a cold, because I'm like, this is actually going to take me weeks, if not months, to recover from.
Instead of the quick bounce back.
Yeah, it's not the quick bounce back from when you were a kid. And
it's very true.
Like, you know, I just think even like having a late night.
Yes.
Takes a long time to recover from.
So
I was like, what?
I was talking to someone yesterday. I'm doing a silent disco in October. and you've got a choice of time, the 6:30 and the 9:30, of course I've taken the 6:30.
Yeah. 9:30? No. What on earth?
Although it's not as fun when it's in the daylight. It's more fun when it's dark.
Yeah, I guess October it will be light at 6:30. Yeah. But
you do think those sorts of things.
Yeah.
You know, I do go to bed a bit earlier now, not because I'm necessarily tired, but it's because I want to read. I want to read a lot more in bed. Yeah, and I want to, I don't know, it's funny. I used to cheat sleep a lot. I used to really think about I'll sleep when I'm dead, but I don't think that anymore. I know that sleep, if I don't get sleep now, I'm not a functioning human being the next day, whereas I used to be able to function on almost nothing, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Definitely sleep becomes more important. And I only need 6 hours because even if I try to get more, I wake up. Like I just, 6 hours is just when my body goes, you're awake.
That's not a lot of sleep.
Yeah, but I've always been that 6 hour person, always. Yeah. So if I go 8, I'm too tired. It really knocks me about. So yeah, 6, 6 and a half maybe if I'm lucky, that's it for me. And like I never need an alarm clock. I wake up before my alarm. Normally a good hour beforehand, always awake before my alarm.
Wow.
So those sorts of things. I think as you age as well, some rituals become more important. Like I want to see nature a lot more. And like in the mornings, one of the first thing I do is I step into the sunlight as soon as I can.
Mm.
It's almost like I'm 2/3 of the way through my life, you know, and I just want to enjoy all of the sun on my face. And I want to feel the rain, and I want to smell the earth. It's funny what becomes more important to you as you get older. You know? You know, saying that, I had a facial and I slept through most of it. And my biggest worry was, God, I hope I didn't snore. Which is another aging thing. Oh, God, did I snore?
So we've talked a lot about like the physical elements of aging. And I would also say as I've gotten older, I feel like there's a lot of internal stuff.
Mm.
And it's interesting because actually I used to think all older people were wise, but I don't think that anymore. Age is, I think, just a number. But I know for myself as I've gotten older, I have become more relaxed, more flexible, more agile, more adaptable. But I also just don't care as much about the things. I don't sweat the small stuff as much as I used to. You know, I'm quite happy to be ridiculous. I'm quite happy to walk outside of the house in orange tracksuit pants and a t-shirt.
That's true.
You know, not really care
about,
whereas in beforehand I would absolutely have been horrified at myself for doing that kind of stuff. I just think I'm much more relaxed into who I am in the world. It doesn't really matter.
That's so true. Like last night I walked the dog in my pyjama top and my slippers.
Yeah.
You
stop caring as much about what other people think about the superficial stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
About the big things, I think we still are like 100% care what you think. But about the little things... And that's probably why I would say I would want to go back to my younger self and stop being such a jerk. It was probably watching older people who had gotten to that point of being like, I actually don't care what the younger kids are doing or thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk around in my slippers or whatever. And then I'd be like, why have you let yourself go? But they haven't. They're just taking the dog for a walk.
The other thing as I've got older now is I also think about how much longer can I work? Because I'm 56, my husband's 60. How much longer do we work? How much do we need to retire? Can we retire?
Yeah.
Do I want to retire? I actually don't. I'm not anywhere near retirement. I like what I do and I want to do it for as long as I possibly can. It keeps me really active. But you get to that age where you start to think about it, and a lot of my friends talk about it. I've got a couple of friends who have retired, you know, and it's interesting just having those conversations now, which is really strange, you know, really strange.
Whereas, you know, I feel like the conversations I have with a lot of my friends are what's my next career move?
Yeah, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're definitely not doing that. I mean, I see for me, I actually, well, that's not true, actually. That's not true because I am looking at, I'm still being a dentist, but I'm looking at growing what I do as a dentist into a slightly different field because that will give me longevity in my career. Mm. You know, I have to go back to do some study and to do that. And so I am definitely thinking that, like, this could see me through. But, I'm thinking, oh, this is actually quite a good way forward for me to make my career longer. But, you know, also there's things like for a long time in my 30s and 40s, I thought about doing medicine. I thought about, because you could do the post-grad medicine, and I did think about doing that. I thought about jumping across. But now I think, if I was going to do that, I should have done it. Like, I've left it too late now.
Don't do it now.
No, I'm not going to. But like, you also start to think about the things that you can't, that you're not going to do anymore.
Yeah.
But then there's other opportunities like this podcast, you know, and I see where we can grow this. So it's not, because I often think about, I watch a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, I must say, and I think, wow, they're still in their 70s and 80s and they're still doing things. You know, they're still exploring things and doing things. They just don't stop. And I suppose I want to be like that. I don't want to be in a golf field every day of my life. I want to be doing new and exciting things and, I don't know, challenging myself.
I remember once when I was on the drum, they talked about the fact, was it Korea? They don't count your first year of life.
Don't they? Okay.
And so it's kind of like they're always a year older than they actually are.
Mm.
I don't know. It's a weird counting system. And I remember it was just a fun like end story. Yeah. And they said to me, or they went around to all the panelists and said, oh, you know, how do you feel about aging and whatnot? And I just made some flippant remark about, you know, it's not a big deal and Jennifer Aniston seems to have aged well, but, which was a stupid comment because I actually don't even believe that. But I do think it's like there's such a privilege in aging. There is such a privilege in aging. And I look back on the stats of like life expectancy from like 100 years ago and think, we'd be nearing our end of life right now.
For sure.
And
I wouldn't have made it.
We wouldn't have made it. We'd have died because we wouldn't have had insulin.
Yeah.
And I just think, God, we are in a very privileged time of being alive.
Mm,
that medicine is so good and science is so good that we are living so much longer. And in my work, I get the privilege of sometimes hanging out with people who are over 100.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're chatting away and telling me about their life and things. And I'm like, you're 100. You're 3 digits. You're 3 digits. Like,
that's incredible.
Incredible. But, like, there was, like, 5 of them in the room.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, they didn't think it was abnormal.
It's going to be a lot more as we go forward too. Yeah. They're going to make it into triple digits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just think, wow, we live in the time where aging is normal, but we have to remember it wasn't always. Hi everyone, it's Dash. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the XYZ Experiment podcast, and don't forget to leave a rating and a review. If you've enjoyed our show and like what you're hearing, tell all your friends and family and hit that subscribe button. If you want to hear our updates and know when episodes drop, follow us on Instagram at the XYZ Experiment for all the latest updates and news. And our original music was composed and performed by the amazing Luke Champion.